Marion Ross
and Paul Michaels.
You're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI,
Kansas City Community Radio.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Welcome to another edition of the KKFI Arts Magazine Show. I'm Michael Hogue, your host. Glad to have you with us as you listen to us here on the Arts Magazine Show right here on KKFI. 90.1 FM, your community radio station, right here in Kansas City. Like to have you with us. A nice day. It was a little cold and rainy on Saturday. One of the guys, Phil, you hear us talk about the Reverend Phil Bauer. Phil was at the Billy Bob Thornton concert. Told us all about it. Sounds like there was a good time out there, hailed by all. I was at the benefit for the Frontier Trails Museum. Other people were other places as well. Lots of things going on here in the city this past weekend, and lots of things coming up on the next weekend as well. We're going to talk about some of those things during the course of the program today. Glad to have you with us. We're waiting for our guest from City in Motion Dance Theater. Their annual company concert is coming up next. Well, yeah, it would be this Friday. It's this weekend. Yeah, Friday, May the 1st at 8 o'clock p.m. Saturday, May 2nd at 8 o'clock p.m. and Sunday, May 3rd at 2 o'clock p.m. It's their annual company concert. So all of the professionals over at City in Motion, they've put some of their favorite pieces together and they perform it. This is going to be held at the H&R Block City Stage Theater in Union Station. The address of the City Stage Theater, or if you don't know the address to Union Station, is 30 West Pershing Road. The zip code, if you MapQuest things, is 64108. And the number to call for more information over at the City Stage Theater is 816-450-2020 to see the annual company concert of City in Motion. While the ladies come, we're expecting Andrea Skovronik, one of the artistic co-directors, and Stephanie Whitler, one of the artistic co-directors as well. They're all part of this program. They've all prepared numbers that you can see during the company concert. Numbers by still yet another artistic co-director, Dale Fallon. Dale will have a number on each of the nights. Stephanie Whitler, of course, and Andrea, they all have a number. A number of guest choreographers will be involved as well. David Olington from St. Louis, I believe. Elaine Kimball Peaks. Hallie Wilcox. Well, the guest choreographers are David Olington and Elaine Kimball Peaks, and also company members of City in Motion, the company. They also have pieces. Hallie Wilcox and Hannah Wilkowski will also have numbers as well. So again, the annual company concert for City in Motion Dance Theater. The title of the piece, Circles, Cycles, and Seasons, kind of as we go along, will be held opening this Friday, May 1st, at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturday, May 2nd, at 8 o'clock p.m., and Sunday, the 3rd of May, at 2 o'clock p.m., at the H&R Block City Stage Theater in Union Station. It's very near Crown Center, just catty-cornered across the street, really, and the address for Union Station. If you don't know the actual address, I wonder how many people here in town know the actual address of Union Station. It is 30 West Pershing Road. And the number, once again, to call, 816-450-2020, or you can go online to learn all about what I've talked about and much, much more, cityinmotion.org. We have some, we're going to fill the time here until our guests arrive, talking about some KKFI events. With me, the chief operator of KKFI. His name is Mike Murphy. He is with us now. Glad to have you back.
And don't call me chief.
That's right. I can't, but you are the chief operator. Right. One of the cogs that keeps this very large wheel here at KKFI rolling.
Right.
KKFI has a lot of events going on.
Right.
What do we have coming up that the folks would like to come and see?
Well, one thing I want to mention is that is something that's going to be on the air tomorrow morning at 9. The play Emmett, Down in My Heart, is going to be featured. I think they're going to have excerpts from the play on Law and Disorder tomorrow. This is a prize-winning play. It's the two story of two female characters, Emmett Till's mother and a white school teacher, who framed this story of, you know, Emmett Till was from Chicago, went down south to visit some relatives in 1955 and was accused of whistling at a white woman, a 14-year-old kid, and was brutally murdered. And his mother chose to have an open casket funeral to let people know the horror. And it really did spark a lot in the civil rights movement. So a lot about that play, Emmett, Down in My Heart, tomorrow morning at 9 on Law and Disorder. And on Wednesday morning at 5, I think we've got a promo for this, but just so people know, Stan Freberg passed away.
A genius.
Yeah. Great satirist, great radio pioneer and so many other things, and very funny. And so the Pacifica Radio Archives from the Vault, a program we air Wednesday morning at 5. I always tell people, if you want to hear great early radio, you have to get up early.
That's right.
And so that'll be on at 5, and some great excerpts from his legendary career. That spans decades, right?
He was one of the originals to do things like that. He had, in those days, they all cut a comedy album.
Right.
Things of that nature. But it was played all over the place. It was played on radio stations, of course. But as far as I can recall, he was one of the first to do that kind of satirizing, at least in long form.
He was quite an influence on people like Fireside Theater and Monty Python and a lot of those things. So he passed away earlier this month. He grew up in Pasadena, and he went to Hollywood and quickly made a name for himself as a master satirist, animation voice actor, and radio personality. And like you said, he had several comedy albums that were very influential on a whole generation of things to come. Looking at what it says here. I'm reading this off of KKFI.org, which is a great source for information.
That's right. You yourself can go to KKFI.org and see what's on there.
So we'll have excerpts from three different of his recordings. The earliest one is from 1957, a broadcast on KPFK's overnight show. Along with an old-time radio show enthusiast, Bob Linz. And then his comedy album, Stan Freberg Presents the United States of America, The Early Years.
That's right.
we'll have excerpts from that. And also something as recent as 1999, some later stuff that he did. And then, so on May 2nd, you have the flyer over there. This is actually something that's...
The guests should do it.
Okay. So this is a KKFI benefit called Sunday Solace. It's on May 3rd, which is a Sunday, from 3 to 7 p.m. on the patio at Californo's. And this is a full bar and food and great music with a lot of local DJs, Avant-Garde, Bobby Bone, DJ the DJ, and of course KKFI's own JZ, who does the Mind the Gap program that we are still trying to find a regular spot for. But the second Thursday of every month, you can hear her program. It's UK underground dance stuff, and so she's going to be hosting this event, and it is a benefit for KKFI. Again, that's on Sunday, May 3rd, which is this coming Sunday.
It is. She goes all out for these things, even preparing her show. I know her fairly well. She told me about how, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, she and her husband traveled out to Denver to see a British underground disc jockey from England performing somewhere in Denver, the Denver area. They went out there. They saw her in person, but she had seen her previous in England, and they kind of formed a friendship. And I keep telling her, I said, you got to get the lady on your show. You have to do
that. Yeah.
The music, I suppose, is the most important thing. But this is the British underground music scene, and apparently it's getting really big. It was really big in Colorado. For the festival, and then she's having, of course, an event here now, coming here, and she would like to have more, I think, in the future.
Right, and something else going, like this past weekend, I was at something a world music and dance concert that was put on at the Community Christian Church. It was absolutely fabulous, with put on by Bird Fleming, and it was the theme was kind of Africa and the Americas. So there was representation from Cuba and Bolivia and Brazil and Colombia and Mexico and Native America. And so we recorded it, and we'll be airing that recording this Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. on Global Roots Radio.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I don't know what you call that. Of course, most of this will sound great on the radio. Some, the dance stuff, obviously, you miss some of the stuff, like this. There's this Brazilian martial arts thing that's a combination of dance and martial arts and music. It's wow. Amazing physical agility. I told those guys during intermission, you sure know how to make someone feel inadequate, because, man. So that again, that was put on by Bird Fleming. You can find out more about that at traditionalmusicsociety.org, and we will be airing that on KKFI Sunday from 3 to 5. And then another KKFI event coming up is the Spring Dance, which is happening on Saturday, May 9th at the Tank Room, which is at 1813 Grand. And that features a lot of bands. I brought the flyer in, but I thought I did, but I'm not finding it, so I'm trying to get it off the website.
Is it the blue thing over there?
No, it's a black thing. Uh-huh. So it's at the Tank Room. It features two stages: My Brothers and Sisters, Starhaven Rounders, Late Night Callers, the old Number Fives, AY Music, and Grupo Aztlan, and the Marching Cobras also. So that's...
The Cobras are always great to see. I often see those kids, young people, excuse me, rehearsing when I'm headed back east after I finish the show late in the afternoon on Mondays. You'll see them out in the parking lot of a church. I won't say which one for their privacy. But you'll see them marching out in the parking lot of the church, practicing their formations and things. I've seen them rehearsing many times. Driving after leaving.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They really are. The precision and kind of combination of the music. And, you know, they're often in parades and events like this. And I'm glad that they're getting into the KKFI spirit of things.
Now one thing, the stage manager at this world music thing, you should probably answer that. That's Beth Bird, I think.
Oh,
I asked her. I called her and said to see if she wanted to talk about what was coming up.
Okay. I'll need some help putting this on here.
All right, go ahead. Okay. I'll do it.
Yeah, hi. Oh, okay, hold on a second. We're going to patch you through, Beth. Okay, we're going to patch Beth Bird through here. So it's always good to go to Beth Bird when something needs to be done. Okay, so it's this one here,
yep.
Mike. So if I pot it on here, do I have Beth Bird on the air right now?
Yes, you do.
How you doing, Beth?
Good. Oh, it's thanks. I hope I'm useful. I'm just, can you give me a little bit of a break to read all the press release and then come on in a few minutes?
You don't want to just go right into it right
now? That's okay. Whatever you need me to do.
Well, we're on the air live, I should tell you that.
Oh, got it.
Right now. Okay. And we're talking, we were going to talk about the City in Motion Dance Theater's annual company concert, Circles,
right.
Cycles, and Seasons. And I gave the folks a little bit of a lowdown on what's going to be happening this Friday, May 1st at 8 o'clock p.m. at the H&R Block City Stage Theater in Union Station, and I'm not surprised that Beth Bird knows all about this. Not
well,
surprised
I only know
at all.
A little bit because I'm not stage managing this one. I'm just helping with some of the promotional aspects of it. But I did get to talk to some of the artistic directors early on, and I think their theme, Circles, Cycles, and Seasons, came about because so many life-changing events have been happening with the artistic directors' lives, and it just seems to be the topic in everyone's hearts more than their minds at this point, I would say. And I think it's going to directly affect what you see in the program. Gosh, I'm not sure what to say about that.
Don't
other
you
than
think,
expect a very emotional concert.
Don't you think that's the way art should be, really? Shouldn't it affect the... It come from a place inside of you that affects the creator in whatever form the art is, whether it be painting a picture, writing poetry, or choreographing dance numbers. That's where it should come from, in my opinion. That's what the early masters did.
Right, right. You know, I mean, when you're a creative person, sometimes you feel it's dance is so directly connected with music. Sometimes you're really feeling the music and you're feeling the, you know, that like there's geometry and math to the music. Sometimes, it comes from that kind of movement, more of a outside in approach where you're feeling it and you just want to put some movement to the geometry or whatever the math you can feel in the music. And that's a really good place to come from as well. And, but this time, I'm from what I heard, there's a lot of things that have happened with the artistic directors, with the grief and loss. And I don't want people to think the show is a downer. It's just,
oh no,
I would say it's in a more of an emotional evening, it's more than one evening, but an emotional performance. And I'm sure they're going to be able to balance it with some things that won't leave you going, gosh, don't know if I want to do that again. But it's one of those things where they do create balance within the concert.
Okay. Will you stay with us, Beth? We now have Stephanie and Andrea and I don't know the other
one.
Haley Wilcox. You're one of the ones that's having a piece done.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Circles. Beth Bird is on the phone as well. If she's Beth. Connected by the headset, if you want to hear her, just go ahead and put on the headset. We'll see if you can hear her. But she's with us. She's been telling us about circles, cycles, and seasonings. I'm thinking of food. It's a delicious event. Yeah, happening this Friday, May 1st, Saturday, May 2nd, both at 8 o'clock p.m. and an afternoon performance on Sunday, May 3rd at the H&R Block City Stage Theater in Crown Center. That's when it's going to be happening. And Beth,
not Crown Center.
No. City Stage of Union Station. Yes.
Yeah, Union Station.
Yes. Well, yeah, Beth was just telling us about some of the meaning, perhaps, by the theme, some of the changes some of the artistic co-directors have been going through. I know Dale is starting a new career. I know that. And Stephanie Lee has had things in her life and all of that. Is that the meaning behind the title?
Well, when we put together our company concert, we have not only the three artistic co-directors producing work and choreographing work, but we have guest choreographers too. So we always try to see what themes we can actually take away from it to when we name the concert, when we find a title for the concert. And then Haley also has a piece. She's one of the dancers in the company. And then we also have Hannah Wilcheski, who's an apprentice company member, who has a piece. So when we get together to name the concert, we really look at all the pieces and see if there's a theme. And this year, a lot of the thematic material was about life and death, birth, rebirth, but also some natural rhythmic circadian type rhythms with Haley's piece, and mine is rather ritualistic. So that's how we came up with.
If you don't mind my going back, I know in the past you had a piece about your brother that you did.
Yeah. Yes, and you know, dance, it's such a human, universal language. You can express so much of your emotions through movement. And just like poetry or music, it's just a natural way to express those emotions. And so, it's a way to do that and communicate those emotions to the audience as well.
Does it work that way for you, Stephanie? It's terrible going through things, of course, as we know. But does it help to channel it into your creative art?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It does. It helps just in working through anything you're going through just to be able to express things that you can't express in words.
Yeah. Did you start this piece from scratch, or was it something you had on the back burner for quite a while?
The piece I'm actually doing is a solo on Bobby Foudry, and she is she's pregnant. So
well, she's
I
had, starting.
I, yeah, it came up this year, so that was it was a piece that developed just because of that situation and something I wanted to celebrate, and the female form and the ability to still perform and come through such an amazing experience that she's going through right now and express that on the stage. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you don't see too many pregnant dancers. I have seen some, though. I have seen some. So that's kind of a beginning of the cycle, really. Where does Haley's fit in? Pull the mic up close to you.
The piece that I made for the show is called 13th Moon, and I really enjoy the moon, so I thought I'd make a piece about it.
The moon has phases, you
it
know.
Does.
Do you go through phases?
That's exactly what it's about, actually. Uh-huh. So I used the lunar phases to make a movement score. And then through that, the piece kind of developed.
Yeah. Well, you know, when the moon is full, craziness ensues. You'd be surprised.
Exactly.
The policemen and nurses that tell me this, I know it's true. Kind of catch on to that.
Yeah, I think that the full moon phase was probably my favorite phase. When I was choreographing it, I was just so excited to get to that part.
But. You like the craziness.
Yeah, that was my favorite. And,
but things kind of change, don't they?
They
and
do.
Then next month? It goes through a phase again.
Exactly. And whenever I named the piece, I named it 13th Moon because I couldn't quite figure out which phase it was. And sometimes, you know, there's a 13th moon in the calendar year, so I felt like this was that rare one that happens every now and then.
Are you really study this? Are you into astronomy?
Yeah, this? I am. I like to, if I pick something I want to make a work about, I like to do some research and make sure I kind of know what I'm doing. It kind of helps me give me material.
Are you the only person in your piece as well?
No, I'm not. Actually, I'm not in my piece at all. I prefer to watch it, but so I can work with my dancers. I have three dancers. I have Mallory, Crystal, and Kristen.
Okay. I didn't ask Andrea. Are you in your particular piece?
No. My piece is called Tribe, and it's a quartet, and I'm not in it. I'm just choreographing it.
Okay. Let's talk about some of the guest choreographers. I mentioned earlier David Olington has a piece. He has had pieces with all of you before.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he actually used to dance with City in Motion. And now he's a dance professor at K-State University. And his piece is called Formula. And it's an amazing piece with all these pathways in the space. It's a very abstract piece, but it has kind of a mesmerizing quality to it.
Yeah. Now, I also have here Elaine Kimball Peaks has a piece. I've seen her pieces before.
Yeah. Elaine has had work done at A Modern Night at the Folly. And she's been teaching a section of our company class at City in Motion this year. And her piece, Shifting Faults, is very dramatic. It's emotional, and it's about confrontation and blame. So it's a really powerful piece.
Yeah, and we mentioned Hallie's. Do you have anything you want to add to what you said before? Are you new to choreographing? Are you mostly performing?
Am I new? No, I'm not really new to choreographing. This is my first time setting on City in Motion, so that's been a really great experience. I'm just continually making new work, trying to get better, you know?
Do you like to do your own pieces?
To dance in my own pieces?
Or just create your own pieces.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I love to choreograph. I think it's a great outlet. It's a good way to share with people. But I do prefer not to dance in my own pieces. I like to have other people do it so I can really step back and watch the process.
I understand that. Yeah, that could be a hard thing. Hannah, and you pronounce the last name.
Oh, Wilczewski.
Yours is even easier than
Hannah. Yeah, it took me a while to get Hannah's name.
Mine's not easy.
Yeah. Hannah's piece is a solo. She's an apprentice company member who's going to major in dance next year. She's going to UMKC, to the conservatory. And she, when you're a dancer and you're auditioning for schools, you do solo pieces. And so she's developed this solo. And we thought it would be a great opportunity for her to perform it in the show. And she's also an extra dancer in David Ollington's piece. So we thought, oh, well, great. Well, put her solo in.
Yeah, Dale Fallon as well. Now he's starting sort of a new career. Is he also going to continue as a artistic co-director?
I'm not sure yet, to be honest.
I've seen on Facebook that he is. I'm not going to go into detail it, but
you
starting
know
another
more
career.
Than I do.
Well, starting a new career, and he's excited about it. But he didn't say he was not going to continue with all of you.
Yeah, I mean, right now he's still an artistic co-director. We're doing his piece at the concert, so. So for now, we're still including him in the mix.
Yes. Now, I'll get it right this time, Stephanie, I promise. City in Motion Dance Theater's annual company concert, Circles, cycles and seasons. I think you understand now what they mean by that. We'll kick off on Friday night, May the 1st at 8 o'clock p.m. Performances continue then Saturday, May the 2nd at 8 o'clock p.m. and conclude on Sunday, May the 3rd at 2 o'clock p.m. at the H&R Block City Stage Theater at Union Station. And the address for Union Station, a lot of people don't realize there is an address for Union Station.
There is.
30 West Pershing Road. If you MapQuest things, you need the zip code. It's 64108. Now the numbers. Do you want me to give this 450 number for...
You should give the Union Station number.
Okay.
The box office.
Okay. Now, is that the 450 number?
It's 460-2020.
460-2020. It's a little different from what I had. Or... do you want them to go to your website as well?
They can go to the Union Station website, okay. unionstation.org, and you can get tickets online, or you can call the box office at Union Station, or you can just get them at the door. It's really easy just to buy tickets at the door as well.
Yeah, I know. School has started for the next semester, I guess, at City in Motion.
Yes, we're in our spring session, really right in the middle of our spring session, but... it's never too late to come in and take a class.
At all ages, too. I know. Yeah, I've seen young ones in there. I've seen mature people in there.
Absolutely. From 3 years old, that's creative movement and pre-ballet, all the way up to really as long as you want to dance. There's classes at City in Motion for adults as well.
And for that, they should either go to your website or call... the local number, the 561 number?
2882 is the City in Motion.
816-561-2882 or cityinmotion.org. It sounds exciting for you, an annual company concert. One of several events you have during the year. You have Dance in the Park in the fall, and then the new works, really, in February.
A Modern Night at the Folly.
And then this... right now, do you have any other events that I'm missing?
Well, this is the culmination of our season. We've been really working on these pieces since September. And then we take the summer off and then just start up again. Our Children's Dance Theater is performing June 7th at St. Teresa's Academy. So that's exciting. And they'll also be at the Kauffman Center for the Future Stages Festival. That's at the end of June.
Okay, that's great. And Beth is still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Do you have anything coming up quickly you want to tell anybody about?
I'm stage managing this Children's Dance Theater concert on June 7th. And this weekend I am hosting Elizabeth Barron from Italy/Boulder, Colorado for a level 2 clown workshop at the fish tank, above the fish tank in the aquarium. And that's turning out to be a wonderful place to do workshops. I do also teach clown classes at City in Motion. Level 2 is Tuesday nights and level 1 is Wednesday nights, and you have to be 16 or older to take the classes or the workshop.
That's good. Do you have a number or a web for that, Beth?
I would go to, just find Bird Productions Physical Theater on Facebook.
Okay.
That's Bird Productions, BYRD Physical Theater on Facebook, and that's also at the Fish Tank. But really, Bird Productions. And we also have, I'm performing at the Fish Tank on May 9th, doing Even Clowns Read for children of all ages. Adults get in free when you are accompanied by a child. And I can't mention the price otherwise, I know. But that is happening May 9th, and we'll have two performances at 11 and 1, because we're doing children's shows at the Fish Tank at least once a month.
Great. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Thanks for stepping in and riding to the rescue.
Oh, there's one more. May 15th, Clownesque is a fundraiser for our clown classes at City in Motion. It's a combination of a clown and burlesque, so it does support the clown and burlesque classes at City in Motion. And that you can go to the Uptown Arts Bar website and Facebook page. So that's May 15th at the Uptown Arts Bar, 8 o'clock.
Thanks, Beth. Thanks for riding to the rescue. Beth Bird from Bird Productions. And I want to thank my guest, Andres Gavronik, one of the artistic co-directors, Stephanie Whitler, one of the artistic co-directors, and one of the company members, Hallie Wilcox.
Haley Wilcox.
Sorry about that, Haley. Okay. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us, Michael.
Thank you, ladies. When we return after our break, well, I'll just let you be surprised. You're listening to the Arts Magazine radio program right here on KKFI. 90.1 FM.
Freeze Frame!
Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. There's nothing artificial about the intelligence of Ex Machina, a thought-provoking and unsettling sci-fi thriller that plays like something Stanley Kubrick might have devised after having a nightmare about the Bride of Frankenstein. Oscar Isaac plays an eccentric Steve Jobs-type billionaire who constructs an artificially intelligent robot, played by Swedish actress Alicia Vikander. A naive programmer, played by Domhnall Gleeson, is brought into this remote lab to test the beautiful robot. But who is manipulating whom? Beautifully acted and stylishly filmed, Ex Machina is a whip-smart and involving movie that raises intriguing moral questions about technology and sexism. Russell Crowe makes his directorial debut with the sincere post-war melodrama The Water Diviner. Crowe plays an Australian farmer who, in 1919, travels to Turkey to bring home the bodies of his three sons who died in the Battle of Gallipoli. Handsomely produced, the movie falters when it awkwardly inserts a chaste romance between Crowe's character and a beautiful Turkish widow. Still, The Water Diviner is a pleasantly old-fashioned historical piece showing that Crowe has some promise behind the camera. Little Boy is a well-meaning but painfully artificial story about a 7-year-old kid who believes he can bring his father home from the fighting in World War II by demonstrating faith and fulfilling a moral to-do list. Terrific actors like Emily Watson and Tom Wilkinson aren't able to elevate Little Boy, a pretentious, obvious, and cringe-worthy miscalculation. Also opening this week, The Age of Adeline is a romantic fantasy about a woman who remains 29 years old for 80 years. The Wrecking Crew is a documentary about the studio musicians who created the West Coast sound in the 60s and 70s, backing up artists like the Beach Boys and Frank Sinatra. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!
This is the Top Cat, just back from Brussels in the European Blues Challenge. Join me Tuesday from 3 to 6 p.m. for the best in the European Blues, 19 bands from 19 countries. That's Tuesday from 3 to 6 p.m. on the Voodoo Kittens Road Trip in Blues.
On the Pacifica Radio Archives from the Vault.
You know what that was?
What?
It was a full half hour of the Stan Freberg Show played backward at high speed. How would you like to hear it played forward at normal speed?
Please.
Legendary satirist Stan Freberg, Wednesday morning at 5.
Well, welcome back to the Arts Magazine Show right here on KKFI 90.1 FM, your community radio station right here in Kansas City. I'm Michael Hogue, your host, and as you can imagine, the Kansas City Burlesque Festival, now in its fifth annual performance, is bumping and grinding its way through town later this week, hence the music. And with us to tell us all about it, one of the festival producers, Marissa McKay, also known as Madam McKay, is
Hi.
With us. She is one of the founders of the Burlesque Festival, also Burlesque Downtown Underground, other groups as well, a performer as well as a producer, and she brought along the fabulous Fifi Glitterbomb along with us. Welcome to our microphones.
Hello.
Yeah, Glitterbomb. Oh, you throw glitter?
Not usually.
Some guys probably need to have glitter thrown at them.
I think so, yes.
Well, this is your fifth year.
Yeah.
Producing the Burlesque Festival. It's going to be in two different locations. I guess you're going to start out at the new Musical Theater Heritage Space in Crown Center. And for those of you that don't know, that's where the Off-Center Theater used to be.
Yeah, same theater, different name on the third floor of Crown Center. Yeah, we start off sooner than later. Our opening night is actually tomorrow night.
Wow. Yeah. 7:30 p.m. at the Off Center at the Musical Theater Heritage. They just changed the name and the lease and all of that. The average person doesn't care.
Our first show, though, well, okay, let's start by saying this is our biggest festival yet. To celebrate our fifth year, we are doing 7 shows in 5 days. So it is quite the undertaking. About 75 performers from across the United States will be infiltrating Kansas City starting tomorrow. So when you see the pretty people on the sidewalk, be sure to wave hello, because they'll be on stage later on in the evenings. So yeah, we start tomorrow night at Musical Theater Heritage. Kicking off our festival is our Carnival show.
Carnival. Mm-hmm. Sounds so southern and enticing.
Yes. It actually is a really great mix of more neo-type performances, lots of comedy, big colorful costumes, some clowning, all kinds of everything. We've got a performer on point. I'll be hosting the show and performing. So lots in store. Some Kansas City favorite burlesque performers are also in that show, along with performers from Denver and Chicago as well.
Yeah, now this first night is not the contest. You also have a contest.
Yes, we have a burlesque competition as we fast forward through the week. That happens on Saturday night at the Folly Theater at 8 p.m., and it's the big show.
How ironic, and I think fitting, that you should be doing that at the Folly Theater, where actual burlesque over the years actually took place. The lady you had on with me by phone last year, she performed at
Tempest
the Folly
Storm,
Theater.
Yes.
She performed at the Folly Theater, and Gypsy Rose Lee, her posters are up. She performed at the Folly as well.
Lots of burlesque legends, vaudeville legends, come through town and performed on that very stage. So it is an honor for us to be back in there celebrating history, keeping it alive in Kansas City. Fifi Glitterbaum is actually competing this year in her performer competition.
Competing against other performers, other dancers. It's not like the Royals having a battle with other teams, is it?
No, not at all. No.
It's kind of a peaceful competition.
Right. It's just, it's art. So some of the most amazing performers are coming here from around the nation. April Showers from L.A. will be here, and Eva LaFiva from Chicago. These are some of the best burlesque dancers right now. So it's really exciting to get to see them at the Folly in Kansas City.
Well, I love that name, April Showers. It makes me think that the next performer should be May Flowers.
And
the next performer
Flowers
after that should be June Bugs.
I think you just started a burlesque group right there.
I think so.
Yeah.
Kind of left a mind wandering.
Right.
And, the tease is a big part of burlesque. Is it for your performance as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's kind of what they probably think they see more than they see.
Right, yeah. Definitely.
Is this an art that you learn from someone?
Yes, I actually started out in a class with Madame McKay.
Wow.
Yeah, teaching at City in Motion.
That's it, really? At City
in
Motion.
Uh-huh.
So you're from this area?
Yes, I was born and raised here, so I'm a native of Kansas City. I was actually born like 5 minutes away from the Folly Theater, so it's,
very fitting.
Yeah.
It has to be exciting for you.
And Fifi is also a wide-range performer, so along with burlesque, she does belly dance. She's a magician's assistant, so she does all the cool kind of performance, like most of the burlesque downtown underground girls do. Back to the competition, though.
Oh, sure. I get sidelined.
I know. No.
It's
I was just going to say, I was going to add that the who's who of burlesque in 2015 is at our competition, and they're all performing with a live jazz band, which happens to be the Dave Stevens Band. So Dave Stevens is our MC.
He used to have a show here on KKFI. Does he talk about those days?
Oh,
he wants to put it behind him.
No, probably. No. He loves everything that made him who he is today, and he loves Kansas City. So
I'll bet he does. He's in L.A. now.
Yep.
So you got him to come back to MC this?
We are bringing him back in town to be part of our festival.
It'll be great to see him again.
Yeah.
And Dave Stevens back in town again. So, just for my purposes, more than anyone else, Tuesday night, the 28th at 7:30. Then the contest is Wednesday, the 29th?
Saturday
the
29th. So, yeah, that's a big fast forward. Okay, you want to talk about the shows in between?
Sure, I think we should.
Yeah. So our Wednesday night show is a really popular theme that goes on in burlesque. We haven't really had a lot of shows in our area that are dedicated to this, but we have a full-on nerdlesque show.
Well, I know a lot of people that could be in that.
Yep, yep. So everything from your anime characters to your sci-fi characters. I have a Katniss number. I do Katniss Everdeen from Hunger Games number.
Yeah, it's very cosplay.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
So did you have another identity, Fifi, when you're in the nerd portion of the program?
No, not yet, no.
No, not yet.
Yep. We'll get her one, don't worry.
You have a nerd version of your character.
Yeah. And we encourage, you know, if the audience wants to dress up and participate that way, go for it, you know.
Oh, people from the audience are allowed to get up there?
Well, they're allowed to come in costume.
Wow.
Now, if they're allowed on stage, that's a whole nother ballgame, you know, MC related. And then Thursday, right up your alley and our alley as well, we have our Life is a Cabaret show.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that's like our Broadway dedication show. So all kinds of songs from musicals being performed, singers, dancers, again, performers from all over. Friday, we start at the Folly, and we do our Spectacularly Burlesque show, which is a great homage to neo-burlesque. So lots of burlesque and variety that's current to the times. Got some belly dancing, some fire, aerial. So, I mean, that's a really great show to see if you have never seen burlesque before and you want to see some great spectacle. And then we go over that same night back to Musical Theater Heritage to Late Night Stage Strut. I'll let Fifi talk about that show since she's in it.
What happens then?
Oh, well, that Oop. Show also has some amazing performers in it as well. I think it's called the Sexy Stage Strut, right?
We call it the Late Night Stage Strut, but it's kind of dubbed our, like, sexier show.
Yeah.
So kind of the edgy, more sensual.
So you have to have that a little later, like about what time?
11 p.m.
11 p.m.
Yeah, so if you want to make a night of it, 8 p.m. at the Folly, 11 p.m. at MTH.
Yeah, they'll certainly get their fill of different kinds of burlesque on that night.
For sure. And then Saturday is the competition, and then at the Folly Theater at 8 p.m., and then we close out the whole run of the festival back at MTH for a show we call the Queen's Ball, which is just an eclectic number of performers, Kansas City all over, kind of reprising like things throughout the festival, themes and whatnot. And it's a really fun show closer, just a blast. So again, if you want to make a night of it, 8 p.m. at the Folly Saturday, 11 p.m. at MTH Saturday. And then it's over.
Do you normally sell out these, especially these weekend shows?
The weekend shows, yeah. Those are like, you know, everyone is ready to go out in the town. We're supposed to have nice weather. Sure. So, yeah, our seats get pretty full. And then this is our first time expanding the festival into the week. But we figured it's our fifth year. Why not? And you know, we've got some great sponsors too.
I think it was me that suggested a couple of years ago you should do a whole week of it.
I think, yeah.
And you scoffed at me at the time.
Well, right, and now I'm doing it, and I'm like, well, burlesque throughout the week, burlesque on a Tuesday. I mean, that's probably a first for a lot of us.
Yeah, what was the spark in your mind to start doing this? I remember when you danced with other companies and just kind of conventional dancing.
Yeah, no. A Fringe Festival wanted a burlesque show, so I made one happen that was very successful, and I kind of thought that would
did,
be...
Oh, you did,
yeah.
It was sold out every performance.
There was a line around the block. So yeah,
quite a long line.
Yeah. Then people were like, keep this going. So I said... Sure. So Burlesque Downtown Underground, I think we're going into our eighth year. I haven't counted, but since 2007, that's we're getting
quite a ways.
Yeah,
quite a ways.
Yeah,
back.
Seven. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As I recall, it was in the River Market area where you were. So that was quite something. Did you see any of these shows?
Oh, absolutely. I still have some of their Marissa's numbers, you know, in my mind. You know, she's just such a beautiful performer. So
does the light go on in your mind? Do you think, you know, I could do that. I could do that and I could be great.
She does. Well, I feel inspired, yes, by them. Yes, absolutely.
She does do it and she's great. So, I mean, that's a true story of someone who started as an audience member and is now on the stage.
Has the styles changed over the years? If we had seen, for instance, Gypsy Rose Lee. I've been told by people old enough to have seen her, that when she would appear at the Folly Theater, she would do her routine, of course, but while she was doing the routine, she would also do a commentary on things happening in the news, her own political opinions and things like that, all during the show.
That's part of it. I don't know if you want to speak to classic burlesque, because we're reviving that at the competition.
Sure. And right, which is, you know, to the classic jazz music. And they use old Hollywood vintage glamour and Las Vegas showgirl sparkle to kind of do their numbers. It's not so much neo, which is
the modern stuff.
Majority of what you see. So it's nice to be able to have an opportunity to also just be completely focused on classic as well.
It is a different style. People have told me that in the old days they would a regular burlesque show would have, of course, the dancers, a comedian. Mm-hmm. They always had a doctor sketch. I'm not sure why. Mm. A doctor sketch was part of it.
Yeah.
But comedians and
usually,
other things as well.
Yeah, our MC usually serves as that comedic bounce back.
And, of course, we mentioned Mr. Stevens, one of the MCs, and you're doing it. Who are some of the others?
Naughty Pierre from Denver. Uh-huh. He runs a Lanny's Clock Tower out there. Cabaret, so he has a nice French persona, and he's hilarious.
Yes.
He's hosting our spectacularly burlesque show. And then we have our very own Chris Holbrook, who MCs the Burlesque Downtown Underground shows, and so he's doing about three of the festival shows. And of course he's multi-talented and sings, and it's just a great personality to have around, and to, you know, just create some opposition in the shows from just, it's not just girl, girl, girl. Obviously, every number is different.
Sure.
But it is a show that involves a lot more than you would think.
Oh, I would imagine. Yeah. When you're the MC, you have to tie all of these loose ends together and have fun with it. It's important that the people have fun with
it. Yeah, and he really interacts with the audience. And I think that's so important in burlesque for the audience to be engaged, you know.
Oh, yeah, because they're part of the show.
Sure.
Speaking of audience, and it's, again, you know, Fifi went from audience to stage. We're offering workshops this year.
Oh, well, that would be great.
Yeah.
For those who want to learn how to do this. Even if they have no intention of actually performing
just
in the future.
For fun.
Or perhaps to get in shape.
Yeah.
I would think all that you have to do would cause one to get in shape.
Yeah, we love doing the workshops as part of the festival because it's another way to get everyone involved inside and outside the burlesque community. So, yeah, you can be sitting in the seat Friday night and do a Burlesque 100 workshop with me or a hair and makeup workshop with Hazel Honeysuckle. There's a pasty making workshop. There's flexibility. And then there's other workshops for performers, too. So not just burlesque performers, but maybe some dancers in town or actors who wanted to work on some stuff. I know Eartha Delights is doing an improv workshop. There's one about upping the next level of stage presence. So it's really offered out there for the community to get involved in as well. And you can just find anything you need to know about the workshops on our website, which is kcburlesque.com.
Yeah, if you're a shy person and you need to be brought out of your shell, I mean, even if you don't have an intention of performing on stage in the future, or maybe you do. But I would think this would break out of the shell pretty quickly, going to the classes for something like this. Do you go to classes like that, Fee?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and it can cross over to other art genres as well. And it's also an opportunity to meet some of your favorite performers, because I've signed up for a workshop before just so that I could have the opportunity to speak with, you know.
Yeah.
One of your favorite performers.
I've seen Madam's show before. Glitter Bomb. People have an image. What does she do on stage? What do you do on stage?
Well, it just depends, you know.
You know, I have visions of glitter being thrown all over the place.
I can tell you because I've seen her on stage.
Okay.
And she's just a bright, bubbly performer. Just, again, depending on what the number is, but always embraces any character, anything from a 007 Bond girl to maybe a girl selling candy in our late night stage stretch show. So,
yeah, I tend to be more character driven.
Right.
Oh, so you do little different characters throughout your routine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fifi is multifaceted.
And more of an actress as well as a dancer.
Both. Yeah, you got to have it all in burlesque.
It's all right. You don't have to be shy.
Well, right. I mean, you got to have the triple threat kind of rocking.
That's right. Well, that's what it takes nowadays, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And isn't the personality just as important as the dancing ability? I mean, dancing ability has to be there.
Well,
but the personality is a lot of it.
You don't want to be boring on stage.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I suppose you could talk about, like Gypsy did, talk about your political beliefs on stage.
Yeah, okay.
Today, you probably need a little bit more than that.
Yeah, a little bit. One of my second numbers I did in burlesque was a monologue-based number on censorship here in Kansas City.
Good topic.
Yeah, it was a red light monologue. And then I'm also trying to see if I can pull something together that happened kind of recently on TV for the Nerdlesque show, but I might have to I don't want to give anything away if it can happen, but it involves comedian and political satire and whatnot. So that would be dropping in some of that old school burlesque.
Oh, I can just imagine nerdlesque. Yes. I can imagine what that would be like.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I'll bet so.
That show is going to be so much fun.
I'll bet it will. Speaking with Marissa McKay, Madam McKay, one of the festival producers as well as one of the performers in the 5th Annual Kansas City Burlesque Festival, Fifi Glitterbomb is with us as well. It all gets underway Tuesday night, the 28th, at 7:30 at the Musical Theater Heritage Space. That is where the Off-Center Theater used to be at Crown Center. I guess the lease was taken over by Musical Theater Heritage. And you don't need to know all about that. You just need to know where it is. And it's where the movie theaters used to be, on the second level of third. Crown Center.
The third level.
It's actually the third level? Okay. The snack bars would be the first, and then the second. And
yeah,
then
second shops, thirds. Yeah.
Yeah. And then on Wednesday the 29th at 7:30, also at Musical Theater Heritage, and that involves a little bit more than the first night.
Yes, that is the Nerdlesque show.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It would be a scream. And then on Wednesday.
Thursday
at Musical Theater Heritage.
Our Life is a Cabaret show.
I wrote Life Is. And
you're like,
what
is life? Yeah, it's a cabaret.
That's right. Old Chum.
Yes, it's our Ode to Broadway show.
Now, on Thursday, you have two shows at two different locations. Let's go over that again.
Yeah, on Friday, we are at the Folly Theater starting at 8 p.m. for Spectacularly Burlesque. And that's your Neo Variety Vaudeville show, which I forgot to mention, we do have a trick roper coming in. His name is Chris McDaniels, and he's coming in from New York City, and he is the best trick ropester. I guess it's the way to say it. He's been on like David Letterman and all kinds of awesome things, but I've actually performed with him in New Orleans with Bust Out Burlesque, and he is amazing. So if you want to see some good old-fashioned rope and cowboy stuff,
now
definitely come out to that
you
show.
Know I have to ask.
Yeah.
Does he tie you up?
he doesn't tie me up, but I believe there's a little bit of some audience participation involved.
Well, shades of gray.
Well, right, there we go. That's a whole nother ball game there.
So the early part of the show then on Friday, it begins at the Folly Theater at 7:30. Then we move over to Musical Theater Heritage for a late night 11 o'clock performance.
Mm-hmm.
I got all this straight so far.
Yep.
Then Saturday night, the big competition, the main part of the competition, correct me if I'm wrong, is at the Folly, and that begins at 7:30 p.m.
8 p.m.
And then we're going to move over back to Musical Theater Heritage for a more adult version of things, a late night.
That's our Queen's Ball. It's our show closer. So that's the anything, everything goes.
Anything goes, costume-wise.
Oh, yeah. Just
come ever you want.
Whatever.
Do they have to confine their dancing to the aisles?
For the most part, at the end of the show, it's kind of everybody have a good time.
I'll bet.
You know, it's an experience. It's going to the theater up another notch or two.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're going to have a blast all week.
I can't wait for the show to start. I'm done with all this producer stuff. Let's get performing.
That's right. I would think you would want to after a while. Okay, now from the information, of course, this what we've talked about, information can be read about at kcburlesque.com. And if you want to attend one of the events at the Crown Center location of Crown Center or Musical Theater Heritage location, you want the address given out for brownpapertickets.com?
Sure. They can actually just go to our website for everything.
Okay.
All of the stuff
that
is at kcburlesque.com.
That would be simpler, but not to cheat Brown Paper on this.
Brown Paper Ticket.
No, it's probably not a good idea just to show up because you're probably expecting big crowds.
Yeah. The weekdays, I'm sure you're safe walking up. But if you want to ensure that you have your tickets, you can always just go through the website and get them through PayPal. Brown Paper Tickets, easiest. But yeah, walk-up tickets are available as well.
So that's what you do for the events at Crown Center, Brown Paper Tickets, or at the website. Then the Folly, I have a phone number here for that. So you want the Folly number given for the Folly events?
Sure.
816-474-4444. And as Melissa said, you can also get the information on their website, kcburlesque.com. Have I confused it more than ever? Or have
I think you've got it. You nailed it.
You have to have fun with
it. Fifth time's the charm, right?
That's right. Last year at this time, I was in the Middle East.
Right.
So I knew all this excitement was happening back here, but
you
I was
had more exciting things going on.
Well, especially now.
Yeah.
Especially now as well. But I bet you it was successful last year, and it'll probably be even more successful this year.
It was great. Great turnout. We're hoping for at least the same amount of audience, if not more. We just want everyone to join us and have a good time and just... It's just a big celebration and enjoying the art form and the history of burlesque. Yeah. This is the way to do it.
And it was an art form. It was an important art form, especially for the people that traveled the country and performed.
Which Fifi and I both do to this day.
That's right. It's great having you both here.
Thank you.
Marissa McKay, Madam McKay.
Thank you.
Festival co-producer, along with her husband, Scott. And Fifi Glitterbaum, performer...
extraordinary.
Are you going to be doing more of this in the future? You're going to travel to other cities? They also have contests in other cities. I know that.
Yeah, I will continue to travel. Absolutely, yes. Yeah,
well, good luck.
And then she also performs with Burlesque Downtown Underground. So she's got it.
That's great. Thank you both.
Thank you.
The 5th annual Kansas City Burlesque Festival sounds like it's getting bigger and more expansive every year. Well, I probably shouldn't have said it that way. Bigger and better every year. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bye. The Jazz Insider is next. He's prepared some great jazz for you this afternoon. Jazz of which sometimes the ladies dance to jazz. Jazz from 1 to 3, and then Lady D comes in with her blues this afternoon. The blues from 3 to 6, right here on your community radio station, 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City's community radio. So until next we meet, ladies and gentlemen, at that crossing the road, I'm Michael Hoag. We'll see you.